The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex. The potential for the disastrous rise of misplaced power exists and will persist. We must never let the weight of this combination endanger our liberties or democratic processes.
Well, it's on. It's on. John McCain, the neocons, John Kerry have got what they wanted. They were on the verge, perhaps, of a confrontation not seen since the Bay of Pigs invasion in Cuba. And I'll stand by my words. The idiots running this country have put themselves in a no-win situation. They told Russia that they have no right to defend their own territorial integrity. They told Russia they have no right to protect their own naval bases. They told Russia that if they should do so, they will be making a grave mistake. And now what is America going to do? They can't win. Once again, the doofus in the White House, surrounded by the four horsewomen of the apocalypse, and Mr. Ketchup don't know what the heck to do. Well, what would you do? Would you go to war over the Crimean Peninsula? Would you like your neighbor's son to die for the Crimean Peninsula so that the so-called Ukrainian nation can have the Crimea? Would you go to war? Would you join the Ukrainian people, whoever they may be? And there's a large swath of Ukrainian people, some extremely good, some extremely dangerous, just like everywhere else. What would you do? We're talking about war. We're talking about danger. And before we continue to take your calls here on the Savage Nation on Open Mic to Mike Friday, the phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. It's Open Mic to Mike Friday. This is the main topic to me. There are others. But before we continue, I want to say this. I want everyone to pray for peace, because sometimes if enough people don't get hysterical, you can stop something bad from happening. I see a terrible, terrible thing happening here. Let's pray for the children of the Ukraine, the children of Russia, the children of Argentina and of Venezuela, the children of Syria, the children of Egypt. Let's pray for the children, and let's pray that the adults running this world don't run crazily into the Third World War. There's another big story that's brewing out here in California. The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal has upheld banning American flag T-shirts in order to not offend Latinos or Hispanics on their Cinco de Mayo holiday. Now, this is upside down. Of course it's upside down, because we're living in America where everything is upside down. So-called cowardly officials who should be fired at a Northern California high school ordered students wearing American flag T-shirts to turn the garments inside out during the Mexican independence celebration Cinco de Mayo. It was upheld today by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and it was not the whole court. It was only three judges, mainly the liberal judges on that court. The fact of the matter is, this is astounding. Can you imagine if American students went to Mexico and were in a Mexican school, and during the Cinco de Mayo celebration, they came there with American flag T-shirts, and instead of being beaten up and thrown out of the country for offending the Mexicans were told, turn your Mexican flag T-shirts inside out so you don't offend the Americans. Okay, how do you feel about that one? Meanwhile, Russian Marines and paratroopers have seized the airports in the Crimea. The invasion is on. Yesterday, Obama became the first black president, according to CNN, who broke into tears for ruling out giving any money to poor whites and to women. Once again, Obama has shown his racism and his divisiveness with his absurd program called his Brother's Keeper, or Our Brother's Keeper, where he said he will give money only to young blacks and Hispanics to help them make their way in the world. Not one peep in the entire media that I know of about this racist illegal program. This is illegal. It's racist. It's unconstitutional. I don't understand where the women are on this. Women can't apply. Whites can't apply. Chinese can't apply. What world is the president living in is the question. Meanwhile, there are other big stories out there. Barbara Boxer, in her wisdom, claims that the XL pipeline will cause cancer. Well, I would think that Barbara Boxer has caused mental cancer with her insanity all of these years, but I'll leave it at that. She said that you have to deny the Keystone XL pipeline because it causes cancer. Nobody understands what that means. But, of course, Barbara Boxer has ceased to make sense from the day she was born. In my day, she would have run a brassiere store on Union Turnpike. Of course, in our day, she's been a U.S. senator for at least 300 years. The phone number is 855. Can you imagine a senator being in office forever? Do you think that's what the founding fathers had in mind? Was senators who sit in that office for the rest of their life, ruling like the ancient Politburo monsters of the Soviet Union without any competition permitted? There's a lot to talk about. Meanwhile, the Russian helicopters, as I say, are all over the area. The tanks are all over the area. The troops are all over the area. And isn't it ironic, all of you smart peaceniks, that your supreme allied leader, Barack Obama, the commander-in-chief, a man who's probably never fired a Daisy BB gun, probably never fired a Daisy BB gun. I would guess that our president, the commander-in-chief, has never fired a BB gun. That's number one. Here's a man who 2 weeks ago said we're not building U.S. tanks anymore because they're never going to be needed again for a ground war. Here's a man who just tried to kill the A-10 airplane, which is a tank killer. All the while he was doing this, Russia was massing its tanks on the border of the Ukraine. This is the looniest, most defective administration in American history, going back hundreds of years. We are in real trouble. Play Barbara Boxer with Looney Tunes as we talk to the callers at 855-400-7282. We'll get ready for a Rock and Roll Friday here on the show. Let's hear a little Boxer and a little Looney Tunes. Sure, play it. Sure,
play it. Today, how many more Americans with asthma will we see? And is that in the national interest? How are more Americans with cancer in the national interest? How is it in the national interest when kids playing baseball have to duck and cover from dangerous pollution? Children and families in the U.S. have a right to know now, before any decision to approve the Keystone Tar Sands pipeline is made.
That's all, folks. I've heard of the Keystone Cops. This woman has taken the Looney Tunes prize. This is really the new one. Kids with asthma from a Keystone XL pipeline. Cancer from the Keystone XL pipeline. How do you think Barbara Boxer gets around? Does she drive around on a rolling bagel that's powered by a rubber band? No, I would assume she's in some high-powered limousine with a couple of Secret Service agents. And when Barbara Boxer flies around from Washington to California, does she fly on a flying bagel, a flying carpet, or a rubber band powered airplane? No, she flies on a carbon polluting airplane. And yet it doesn't stop this lunatic from spewing such stupidity. And this is what's running America. This is why we have no dignity. This is why we have no borders. This is why we have no language. This is why we have no culture. It's time to clean house. It's time to put in term limits on these idiotic senators and retire them back to the brassiere stores where they came from. Now I'll take your calls, now that I've cleaned my pipes. 855-400-SAVAGE. Again, remember, we want peace on earth, not war on earth. And remember that we pray to God that this is ended peacefully. There's only one way this is going to end peacefully in the Crimea, and that's if Kerry shuts his stupid mouth and goes back and counts his ketchup coupons, and if Obama goes about his business of golfing, which is something he apparently knows how to do, and stays the heck out of affairs that have nothing to do with us. Nothing. If anything, let the European Union send in troops. Let NATO go in up against the Russians. We have no business sending troops over there. And so therefore, as I say to you, we now see a UN Security Council emergency session on the crisis in the Ukraine. So the bums took time out for a $700 lunch and a $300 Bordeaux and a little festivities tonight with the hookers of New York to talk about the Ukraine. I could just imagine what the degenerates are going to talk about at the UN. Whose sons are they going to send to kill? Which children are going to die next? There's only one solution to this, which is let Russia have what is theirs, which is the Crimea, and then work out a peace deal with the Ukraine where those within that part of the nation that want an alliance with Europe can have that alliance with Europe, and those within the Ukraine that still want an alliance with Russia can join the Crimea in a new, let us say, region attached to Russia. That's the only solution. We have no interests there whatsoever. None. None whatsoever. That's my opinion. And I'll take your calls right now on the Savage Nation. We're open. We have one open line at 855-497-282. Howard, WABC. Thanks for calling from New York City. What's on your mind?
Thank you for taking my call, Dr. Savage. It's an honor. I'm sure you were busy preparing for the show, so you missed the press release from the White House today where they had Joe Biden and President Obama jogging through the White House to promote drinking water. Rome is burning, and these idiots are doing a PR for water.
What do you mean water? What water?
He showed them jogging through the White House and then told the American people how important it is that we hydrate.
Oh. Well, that's a chick thing to do. Chicks are into hydration.
Well,
that's a big thing. That's a chick thing. Hydration is a big chick issue. It keeps your face nice and moist, and your complexion looks good.
He threatens...
Biden's well known for shooting water guns around his swimming pool on national holidays, having a scream of a time. Another great genius. Yeah, look, this is not... It'd be laughable if there was no national security interests here. But we have national security problems right now. The man has been destroying the military, taking down the tank force, and now we see the Russians are moving tanks into the Crimea. How do you think about that? How do you feel about that?
I think he just threatens countries that he's going to take action, and it's a joke because he does nothing. I want to know what this man does. I mean, he's no longer on the national circuit to visit other countries and meet with leaders. I haven't seen him do this. And
he's a laughing stock abroad. He's a laughing stock abroad. We know that. But it doesn't do us any good to run him down any further. What he should do is resign for the sake of the nation. See, if we had a rational nation, his own party would do what they did with the socialist leader in Europe who made that pact with Hitler, soon after which Hitler then invaded a nation. And then they moved him out. His own party, the Labor Party, had him resign. You know what I'm talking about. We're talking about the brink of World War II. If the Democrats had any sense, they would have Obama resign for mismanagement and for wrecking the nation and the world. But then again, what do we have if he does? We have Biden in there? What a great choice that would be. Thanks for the call. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
Hey.
We do not believe this should be an East-West, Russia, United States. This is not Rocky IV.
Alabama Shakes. Little difference in the music department today. Little American music. Open mic to mic, 855. Play up that little blues sound a little bit. Call it Blues Friday today. Yeah. Now, Moscow considers what's happening in the Ukraine, where they have thrown out a duly elected leader, naming a new president, as being equal to that of Adolf Hitler's 1933 rise to power to become the German chancellor. That's how they view the situation. Let me repeat that. I know that those in the media who like young girls with iPhones, along the lines of Anderson Cooper, who fell in love with the boys with Blackberries during the uprising in Egypt. I mean, he really got that right. he went with a good boy, good-looking images were. And he just couldn't believe what he was seeing. All those young Egyptian boys, half of them from Berkeley and Cambridge, who went home to overthrow Mubarak. Well, they had to be the guys on the right side of things. He's such a brilliant newscast, Anderson Cooper. So he saw guys in tight jeans with Blackberries, and he said they're the good guys. Of course, they were the shock troops, the front for the shock troops, the Islamists, who took over Egypt. And what you don't seem to get yet is that the young girls with the tight jeans, with the iPhones in the Ukraine, who were leading the protests, were the front groups, the face of the fascists who took over the Ukraine. Now, this is not to say all the people who wanted to break ties with Russia or break the yoke of this ex-Soviet Russia in that regard are fascists. Don't get me wrong. But those who threw the Molotov cocktails, those who wielded the machine guns, supplied by whom we don't know, maybe the U.S., could be Kerry sent them over, we don't know. McCain could have brought in a shipment in a few caskets when he went over to give a speech a few months ago. I mean, we don't know. It's like a reversal of the old Vietnam War, you know. Instead of bringing in one thing, you bring in another in a casket. It's that simple. What is McCain doing? How did he become so crazy? Now we got another issue here. One issue after another, but it's open mic to mic Friday. And I'd like to know your feelings on these issues. I'll tell you what I see, which I've told you already. But before you speak, remember what war is. War is hell. War kills. Everyone suffers. So before you start screaming about American triumphalism and scream for the U.S. Air Force to go drop some bombs and then run away from the Crimea, think carefully. Pray for the children in the Crimea. Pray for the children in the Ukraine, the children in Syria, and everywhere else the United States has meddled and destroyed.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
The pro-Russian civilians here, who stood proudly by the soldiers, offering them cigarettes, also took ownership of the media, trying to prevent the cameras from filming what appeared to be a shift change. There is no structure to them. If you ask them a question, you may or may not get an answer. So this, it seems, may now be the new normal in Crimea, a place almost entirely under Russian control. And for all the loud complaints from Kiev, it appears there's absolutely nothing they can do about it.
Nothing they can do about it. No, there's nothing they can do about it. But I'll tell you what the U.S. lawmakers are doing as we speak. They're raising money, an aid package for the new Ukraine government. That's right. U.S. lawmakers are raising money. Today, a new package being hammered out by the vermin in Washington, U.S. Senator Chris Murphy, Democrat, Connecticut, is raising money to coordinate with the EU to give to the Ukraine. Now, where is the money going to come from? Is it going to go in your pocket or come from your pocket? Do you want to contribute money to the new government in the Ukraine? Well, it doesn't matter. These are people who are laws unto themselves. Joining Murphy is Representative Elliot Engel, the top demon cat on the House Foreign Affairs Committee, who said he too would be interested in discussing the Ukraine aid package with the Senate. So your lawmakers, in typical fashion, are going to pillage the Treasury in the name of an international event for which we have no business whatsoever. U.S. lawmakers writing aid package for new Ukraine government. It's being led by this character, Murphy, who, if you remember, went over there with the dummy McCain in December and addressed crowds of anti-government protesters, which led to this this situation. So it's McCain. You know, the reverse of the Nobel Prize should be the Hitler Prize or the Mussolini Prize. We should put out a new prize that's the reverse of the Nobel Peace Prize. I don't know what we should call it. Let's call it the Neville Chamberlain Prize, not to offend anybody out there. I think that's too mild, though. But I would give such an anti-Nobel Prize, if there were one, to McCain and to Murphy. They were the loudmouths who went over there to Kiev in December and stirred up the crowds of anti-government protesters and brought about the debacle that we're now living with. Did you hear what I just said? There should be consequences for John McCain. John McCain should be impeached and thrown out of office for what he's doing. He is a loose cannon. He's out of control. Now let's go to the callers. 855-400-7282. Let's start with WFTL, Fort Lauderdale, Florida. Charles, welcome to the program.
Michael, I think that the government is insane to get involved in the Ukraine or Crimea. It is not in our sphere. It has nothing to do with us. And this is what I believe, that the pipeline that the Russian gas goes through Ukraine to Western Europe, I think that's behind the whole thing. Who controls the pipeline? Who gets to turn off the gas, whether the Russians can control it all the way into the West, or whether or not, there's a stop valve in Ukraine that the western part of the country can use to...
Look, it's a repeat of what happened when Clinton illegally bombed Serbia and destroyed every bridge on the Danube River without any protest from any of the left in this country. Most people didn't know what was going on. But in 1998, when Clinton was committing that war crime with Madeleine Albright, with Jamie Rubin and the others, he was doing it, in my opinion, for the oil pipeline that was going to run through Kosovo. And I wrote the oily tracks run through Kosovo. I know I was correct then. And after all, at the end of the day, isn't it always about money? And isn't it always about money? And isn't this really, at the end of the day, about money?
Well, it's the same thing in Syria. There was talk that they want to put a pipeline through northern Syria, and that's what all this fighting is about, is who gets to control the pipeline in Syria.
Well, apparently Barbara Boxer wants to control the pipeline in America. She doesn't want a pipeline running from Canada through our own country, but I'm sure she's in support of a pipeline running through Syria and through the Ukraine. Thanks for the call. 855-400-7282. Syrian rebels amputate man's hand and live tweet it. Those are John McCain's friends amongst the rebels. Soldiers have landed in an armed invasion of the Crimea. As you well know, Russia has naval bases. Would you like them to abandon their ships and their submarines? Is that what you'd like? WJR, Mark, you're next up. Fire away. You're on the Savage Nation.
Yeah, Dr. Savage, I agree with you 100% on this issue. You know, Crimea was never part of Ukraine until 1954, as you know.
That's when Khrushchev strangely gave it away. No one really understands why he did that, by the way. It was captured by Catherine the Great in the 1800s, as you know. You probably know the history of the area better than I do. But it's been part of Russia since the 1800s. And then it was given away by Khrushchev in 1954, and nobody knows why.
Well, right. You know, they fought an entire Crimean war in it, and so between the Russian army and the British and the French.
Yes.
So it's been part of Russia historically for a couple centuries since, as you say, they took it from the Turks.
That's correct. And they're not about to give it up. As I said 3 days ago, there's only one way this ends, and that's with Russia seizing the Crimea. There's no question about it. And for us to put ourselves in the position of saying, don't do it, where does that leave us as a nation? I mean, let's look at this. If we had any sane people, any adults in the White House or in the State Department, they would not have meddled in this situation to begin with. They wouldn't have sent McCain and Murphy over there in December to stir up the protesters. What were we doing there?
Well, I think it's part of the whole New World Order concept where they, you know, they've been tweaking Russia since the Soviet Union collapsed. And, you know, those Russians don't want to play ball, so they keep tweaking them.
Did you have a chance to listen to my program yesterday in the second hour when I had that amazing interview with Paul Craig Roberts? Did you hear that one?
No, sorry, missed that.
That was an amazing interview. Everyone's talking about it who listened. And we put it up on michaelsavage.com. You don't want to miss it. This gentleman knows more about it than anybody I know. He has a great history in the area. And... he did Russian studies in grad school. He's traveled to Russia, Georgia, Ukraine, addressed the Soviet Academy of Sciences. His headline was, Ukrainian neo-Nazis declare that power comes out of the barrels of their guns. It was an amazing interview. And again, I really recommend that you hear what he has to say about the neocons, Wolfowitz, Pearl, and the others who got us into Iraq and Afghanistan. He says they're behind this. And he knows a lot more about it than anyone I know, and I had him on the show yesterday. It's up on michaelsavage.com. No one else has that interview, and you may want to listen to it. It's worth your time. It's very slow going. It's not a fast-paced AM radio interview. It's kind of academic, but boy, does it lay the groundwork. All right, let's have a little rock and roll for the people out there who are not into international politics. Let's have that song, Neil. Fire it away now, the one. Beautiful song. Richie Valens, La Bamba. Remember that? It's a big hit. No, you don't remember. You weren't even born yet. I don't know if I was born at the time. I'm a born-again conservative talk show host. Nice tune, though. All right, play Sam Cooke, You Send Me on Rock and Roll Friday. I don't want to hear babble. Let's hear Sam Cooke, You Send Me. If I want to hear Hispanic music, I'll play Cuban music, which at least I can understand. Let's play You Send Me. Teddy's not in the audience today. He's at the groomer. I'm alone here in the studio. It's raining like... It's raining poodles and cats. I love it. Every story in the San Francisco newspaper is... I mean, it's raining, it's snowing in Sierra, but they have to put in the obligatory line from the fascist news service, but it hasn't put a dent in the drought. I mean, it's flooding, there's snow in the Sierras, there's blizzards, floods, the sewers are overflowing, there are king tides everywhere, but they have to write it in the fourth line, the morons from J schools, but it hasn't affected the drought. Where's Al Gore now that we don't need him? You notice he only comes out on hot days? Where is Al Gore? Where does this man hide during storms? You know, that's... Okay, turn it on. No, that's a puzzling question. Incidentally, I want to tell you that I'm still getting over a little something that I have, and my voice is mildly affected, and it only is mildly affected when I get excited and talk loud, so I'm going to talk quietly. Let's see what else we have in the sound department. The guy's put together so many great pieces of sound. Let's go to Obama saying he's going to give away money only to boys of color. Listen to clip one.
The fact is, there are some Americans who in the aggregate are consistently doing worse in our society. Groups that have had the odds stacked against them in unique ways that require unique solutions. Groups who've seen fewer opportunities that have spanned generations. And by almost every measure, the group that is facing some of the most severe challenges in the 21st century in this country are boys and young men of color.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you crazy? You know how racist that is? Does anyone... Are you as offended as I am by Obama's giving money to young men of color and white boys and women need not apply? Do you understand how crackpot this is? Do you know what kind of lawsuits can be brought against the government for this program, which is racist at its core, sexist at its core? Where are the lawyers out there? Am I the only one outraged by this? It went without any comment. Sitting in the audience was the big stooge, Leprechaun of Fox News, cheering him on. How does he get away with this? Well, whatever. I can't get angry. I can't get angry anymore over what this lunatic does. How can he give money away to boys of color and whites need not apply? How is it possible? Listen to clip two. Two.
50 years after Dr. King talked about his dream for America's children, the stubborn fact is that the life chances the average black or brown child in this country lags behind by almost every measure.
Wait. There's a black president, a black attorney general, black people doing very well in business and in government. What are you talking about? He's lying. This is racism through and through. It's illegal. Now, the way this president of ours is getting around this is that he's raising money by shaking down businesses and philanthropies. He's shaking down businesses and philanthropies, making them give up the money so we can't sue them. And to top it off, he's calling it my brother's keeper. It's something out of the Bible. It's biblical in its absurdity. Listen to clip number four in this racist program. You're not going to believe what you hear.
The issues facing boys and young men of color get caught up in long-running ideological arguments about race and class and crime and poverty, the role of government, partisan politics. We've all heard those arguments before. But the urgency of the situation requires us to move past some of those old arguments and focus on getting something done and focusing on
what works.
So what
you'll do is you'll exclude whites, which makes you, what, a hooligan? We now have a hooligan thug in the White House. I mean, if this is not a racist thug, I don't know how to put it to you. I don't know why you're not as outraged as I am. This is a racist thug, like a gangbanger, took over the White House and said, we're giving money to black kids and Hispanic kids, drop dead. Whites need not apply. I don't care how silk smooth his voice is. I don't care how cool he looks. If a racist thug with bling in his teeth said this, it would be the same result. Whichever way you look at it, this is insane. How could you not be outraged if you're a parent of a child and you don't have any money? How could you not be outraged to hear this? How could any white person ever vote for a Democrat again? What is wrong with you people? You dig your own graves and you jump in and pull the dirt over your head and your children's heads because you're a guilty white liberal? Well, you got what you deserved. Okay, I got to take a break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
We do not believe this should be an East-West, Russia, United States. This is not Rocky IV.
Panimayesh Paruski. Welcome to the Savage Nation. Crazy times, aren't they? Perplexing times. That we have such an out-of-control, immature leadership that we would threaten Russia about possessing their own naval bases, their own territorial integrity, and do nothing about it. How can we win on a thing like this? Then we have the president. At the same time this is going on, he announces a program that's aimed only for young boys and young men of color. White boys need not apply. Girls need not apply. Chinese need not apply. Japanese need not apply. Is this insane? It's illegal. It's immoral. It's unconstitutional. How do you feel about a president doing that? Joe on KBOI, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hello. Hi. Yes, I'd just like to say that I don't think that the Brother Keeper program is closed to other people of color. I just wonder if you'd feel comfortable being in that program or sending your son there.
Sir, I don't know what you're saying. What do you mean it's not closed? What does that mean?
Well, I think it's open to your children. But would you feel comfortable sending them?
I don't understand what you're talking about. It's clearly aimed only at boys and young men of color. That's what the president said, Joe.
Well, look at Cub Scouts. Cub Scouts, how many people of color go to Cub Scouts?
Joe, you're mixing things up. The president said this money is only for young boys of color. Didn't you hear that?
It's not. It's geared towards the inner city kids. In the
Joe, you're wrong. You don't know what the heck you're talking about. What is it? It's the 28th of the month. What, are the government meds didn't arrive on time because of the storms? The memory meds, the hearing meds didn't arrive? What are you talking about? Give me 15 minutes and I'll give you America. That's what I'm talking about.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. Warning, the Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
I don't know what you heard about me, but if you can't get a dollar out of me, no Cadillac, no birds you can't see, then I'm a
plain fact is, there are some Americans who in the aggregate are consistently doing worse in our society. Groups that have had the odds stacked against them in unique ways that require unique solutions. Groups who've seen fewer opportunities that have spanned generations. And by almost every measure, the group that is facing some of the most severe challenges in the 21st century, in this country, are boys and young men of color.
Them trick coming and they ain't saying they think about it.
I got a bet by the bar trying to get a drink about it. She like my dad, she like my snack.
It's the most shocking program I have ever heard of in my life coming out of a major political figure. This time it's the president. He is targeting only young men of color. Hispanics, blacks are going to be given advantages. Whites need not apply. Asians need not apply. Girls need not apply. Women not need apply. How is it possible that he can do this? For the same reason he can meddle in the Ukrainian situation and make things come to a loggerhead. He's put us in an untenable position with regard to the Ukrainian situation. He sent the moron McCain over there with Murphy in December to stir up the crowds. Now the crowds overthrow the duly elected leader. The leader flees to Russia. Now the Russians move in troops, planes, tanks, armed personnel carriers, and carriers clanking ketchup bottles. And where is Obama? Giving a lecture on hydration. Running around the White House with Doofus there, the other one, telling everybody they need to hydrate. Have you ever lived through a time like this in your life? What does this tell us, that the president actually has no power? That it's sort of a figurehead position? Don't be mistaken. It's not a figurehead position. This man is lashing out with every evil intention that he has inside of himself. His own brother said it. He has a half-brother, same father, who said that he doesn't get along very well with his brother, Barack, because Barack overly identifies with his African side. And the other brother says that he's more balanced. They both come from a white mother. And he said he doesn't understand why Barack overly identifies with his African heritage. He said that in a recent interview. His own brother said it. Now, I know why he does, because he found out that worked for him. He wrote about it in his own autobiography, that when he started to overly identify with his African roots, the world suddenly started to kiss his feet. And look where he is today. That's fine. He got where he is by doing what he had to do. He's Machiavellian like many of us are. I get it. But at least he can show the dignity of the office and try to show some semblance of, shall I say, reasonableness. What is really ironic in his speech, he quotes Martin Luther King, Dr. King, from 50 years ago, whatever. Dr. King said he dreamed of the day that young men of different colors would sit down together. He didn't dream of a president who would divide them. He didn't dream of a time when a president would come along and exclude white boys from a program. That's not what Dr. King stood for. Am I the only one outraged? Am I the only one in the media talking about it? Well, I don't know. I don't care. I'm talking about it because it's offensive to me. But the big issue is the war drums. That's the big issue, and I know many of you want to chime in on that. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. And if you want to talk about these or any other topics on Open Mic to Mike Friday, you can do that. Let's take your calls. Jimmy on WABC, go ahead, please.
Yes, I have friends among, and I'm in touch with people that work with the Ukrainian Democratic Movement. That's what this is. That's an old communist propaganda line that the Ukrainians are fascist. That's really not fair to say. It's absolutely disgusting.
Well, Jimmy, hold it. You got me confused, because normally you're on the side of anti-communism all the time, right?
Exactly.
Okay, hold it. So in your mind, the Ukrainians who have revolted against the Soviets did the right thing?
They want to be free from Russian domination.
Let's accept that that's a fact for millions of the people who are there. But what about the Russian-speaking population that has cultural, linguistic, and social ties with Russia? What would you do with the Crimea?
Well, the Crimea is a kind of a separate situation right now. I don't know the history about the Crimea, but I know the history of the Marxist-Leninist movement. I know.
All right, well, we're talking about the Crimea where he's moved troops and aircraft to. We do know the history of it. It was conquered by Catherine the Great. It was part of Russia until 1954, and it's largely a Russian-speaking population. Isn't that a no-brainer?
Well, it's Russian since 54. Who had it before Russia had it?
Well, now you're going to go. If you don't know anything about it, let's not turn it into a high school class on the Crimea. It's been part of Russia. It's culturally part of Russia. Let's put all of that aside. His naval assets are there. You think he's going to let it go because John Kerry threatened them?
I'm not saying whether we should send troops or weapons, even though the Soviets have been sending weapons and terrorists here for many decades. All I'm saying is this guy...
Listen, this is funny because normally you're a rational speaker and you're always warning us about the alliance between the old Soviets and the Islamo-fascists. Now you're coming out and saying the Soviets are wrong.
Islamo-Leninist, not Islamo-fascist. What I'm more worried about now is this convergence between conservatives and Putin. Paul Craig Roberts is an idiot. I could demolish Paul Craig Roberts in a debate. The man is sick. He's also anti...
Whoa. Come on. You don't have his credentials. You're just a radio screamer.
Listen, if you remember what...
You're just a radio caller. You have no credentials. Jimmy, I've enjoyed you calling over the years, but let's be clear... I mean, Paul Craig Roberts was Assistant Secretary of the Treasury, Associate Editor of the Wall Street Journal, columnist for Business Week, creative syndicate. How can you say he's an idiot? You have no credentials.
I'm a high school dropout. My credentials...
Thank you. That's what I said. You ought to be calling either Hannity or Glenn Beck. Thanks for the call. I'll be right... Oh, no, it's too soon to go to the break. You're a perfect wall banger caller. In fact, you should be on Fox News, Jimmy, tonight as an expert on the area. Since you're a high school dropout, you fit right in with Hannity. You'd be very comfortable having an intellectual debate with you. WDRC Howard, welcome to the Savage Nation.
Yes, thank you, Michael. Pleasure to speak to you. You know, it's funny. I got kicked out of the frying pan into the fire. I'm from your neighborhood. I'm from Utopia Parkway. I don't know how the hell I got in Connecticut. It's a communist state. But here, I'd like to talk about this whole military-industrial mafia, which we're under, and McCain and Kerry, these CFR insiders, skull and boners, this is what they do. Bechtel Corporation, all they do is get money out of the government and world governments, all the governments of the world, and create conflicts and get them to pay for their materials.
Well, I don't think it's as simple as that. I mean, there is an element of oil involved and many other elements involved as well. I don't care what the issues are, Howard. The important thing to remember is that it's not in our backyard. It's not in our sphere of interest. And it is in Russia's sphere of interest. I mean, it's reality. It's their reality. They're not giving up a naval base, are they?
Oh, yeah. It's crazy. They have their sovereignty. It's their problem. You know, they do have a navy there. Again, this is all the whole idea of us being the policemen of the world. This is what's bankrupted our country. And quite frankly, the money behind this, the United Nations is supposed to keep us... in peace, but they speak peace and make war.
Well, that's an old story, and I'm sorry you're living in Connecticut. There's nothing I can do about it. Now, speaking of the individual who was just attacked by Jimmy, the interview that got him angry was on my show yesterday where he said the U.S. is teaming up with neo-Nazis in the Ukraine. And why don't you listen to it on michaelsavage.com? It's in the top right story. You can click on it and get an MP3 of it over this rainy weekend. Here's a few other stories from my website. Four of the five FCC study authors who wanted to put cops inside newsrooms gave money to the Obama campaign. Four of five FCC study authors gave money to Barack Obama, and they were rewarded with credentials to break into our newsrooms, to take over our news, and to take over our radio shows. I have the names and the amounts of money and the authors, Ernest Wilson III, Carol Iowa Weil, Katya Ongyangya, Louis Friedland, Philip Napoli. Four of the five contributed to President Obama's campaigns. And they were then rewarded, these so-called professors, with the right to write an idea that newsrooms should be monitored by the government. This is what has happened to our professorial class. Can you believe this? Well, anyway, 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. Valerie Jarrett says the president is a terrific role model. For who? Who is he a role model for? Oh, O'Reilly, I'm sorry. She was on O'Reilly's show. He's really batting 1,000, this guy. He's really batting 1,000. I wonder who he'll have on next. Let's see, the good, the bad, and the ugly of the dark money debate. Do we deserve to know how much Citigroup is paying Obama alumnus Peter Orsag? Four or five FCC study authors gave to Obama. Bitcoin. I'm not interested in Bitcoin. Ted Cruz says Harry Reid is calling American people liars. Oh, the Tea Party speech. Good luck to them. Federal court backed a California school that forced students to remove U.S. flag clothing for fear of ethnic violence from our friendly Mexican neighbors. Study says global warming will cause murders and rapes. Wait a minute. A study says global warming will cause murders and rapes. You mean the cold will keep the bad guys inside? And in warm weather they come out and rape? Is that it? Okay, I'm trying to figure that out. First Lady Michelle Obama thinks you're too dumb to read a nutrition label. She wants a new nutrition label to make it easier for families to tell whether food is healthy while she scoffs down fries and ribs. Her favorite food is fries. She said so. But you should eat carrots. I mean, it's a takeoff on Let Them Eat Cake. In her case, she'll remember it as Let Them Eat Carrots. Caucus says immigration tax entitlement reform is dead for the year in the Senate. I hope so. Is he still hospitalized? He recovered. Didn't the Eric Holders need better now? It's interesting to me, a day after the black pastors announced an impeachment movement to gather 1,000 signatures to impeach Eric Holder, he suddenly went into a hospital with chest pains. And then a day later, he got better. How does that work? Was that real, or what was that? Was that a sympathy ploy? How do you figure these things out? Everything politicians do has to be viewed through the lens of cynicism. I'm a very cynical man, I'll admit it to you. I've said it to you. This is perhaps the most skeptical show in radio. I admit that as well. I've been skeptical since I'm 7 or 8 years old, owing to my upbringing and my worldview. I mean, this is nothing new for me, but the day that black pastors come out and call for the impeachment of Eric Holder, and they're running a petition drive to raise 1 million signatures to have him thrown out and impeached, he gets chest pains and goes into the hospital, and then he comes out just as suddenly the chest pains are gone. Was that real, or was that a stunt, a sympathy stunt? I don't know. I don't know, but I don't know. It's just politics as usual. Let Them Eat Carrot Cake. That's interesting, Neil. I'll be right back. It's the Savage Nation.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
I'm live, 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 I'm live. It's 25 minutes after the hour. The Academy Awards are this Sunday, I guess, and the White House is creating a film festival Friday afternoon. The world is ablaze. At a film festival today, President Barack Obama will recognize the best of nearly 2,500 films that were submitted by K-12 students for short videos on the role technology plays in their education. This is what your leader is doing, your world leader. Now, I don't know whether these will be the movies are all going to be in color, or black and white films will be allowed. I don't know exactly what he's doing. But he's, he's going to give an award for movies for children movies. That's very important in this world, don't you think? We need more filmmakers. We don't need scientists. We don't need software engineers. We don't need chemists. We don't need astronauts anymore. We need filmmakers. That's what America needs. Little Harvey Weinsteins. Little Quentin Tarantino's. That's what we need. That's what America needs, is thousands of filmmakers and web providers. In a country where we expect free Wi-Fi with our coffee, we should definitely demand it in our schools, Obama said. So there's your story. Okay. The videos could be no longer than 3 minutes. Each was viewed multiple times by an academy of judges that was made up of White House officials. And the 16 children's films will be screened in the East Room in collaboration with the American Film Institute. No winners will be declared. You see, that's very politically correct. Even though you're looking for the best films, there'll be no winners announced. And they're separated into four categories. I don't even want to read it to you. It's beyond comprehension. Anyway, you get the picture of how trivial this leadership has become. WABC, Herman, go ahead. You're on the Savage Nation topic, please.
Hi, Mr. Savage. I listen to you frequently, and usually I agree with most of the things you say. The other day you talked about the $200 million and the black kids and Obama's reaching out to them. And I want to say I was offended by what you said. I'll tell you, and I'd like to tell you why. Every president is entitled to a pet project, particularly in the second term. And the fact is, he's one of the...
Wait. No, it's a pet project, but it's race-based.
Well, you know, he's the only black leader in America.
Wait, what if we had a Jewish president and he said, you know, Jews have been oppressed for centuries, so I'm going to give out $200 million to Jewish children only. How would that go over?
Well, what he did address was the
fact... No, I asked you a question. What if a white president said that young, poor whites in the Appalachian South have been oppressed for centuries and were targeting $200 million only for young whites? Blacks and Hispanics and Asians can't apply. Would you feel the same way then?
I'm not sure. I'm not a leftist. I'm a conservative.
Well, it doesn't matter whether you're a conservative or a leftist. It doesn't matter. But this is a race-based program, my friend.
Savage. First of all, $200 million in the budget of the United States. You know,
here we go. I've heard that before also. I don't care if it's $2. I don't care if it's a hamburger. But if it's race-based, it has no place in America, especially coming from the president. Again, what if it was a Jewish president that said, I'm giving money only to Jewish children? Notice I didn't get an answer from the caller.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Michael Savage.
Either they're crazy, super crazy, or totally insane. Most people who are legitimate and sane don't go into politics.
On Talk 560 KSFO.
All of you are with us for our first ever White House Student Film Festival. And I know we're running a little bit late. It's not because the projector was not working. It was because of me. But I appreciate all of you guys being here and your patience.
Oh, yes, I'm the great pretender.
The Balkans are on fire. The Middle East is burning, and he's giving out a film award to children. Well, there you go. You get what you pay for. You get what you pay for. How can anyone call this show and support a program that is race-based when it's unconstitutional, it's illegal in every state of the land, and it's offensive on top of it all, in addition to being divisive and stupid? How can he target black or brown children, which is what he calls them, black or brown children, and cut out whites and Asians and women? How can he do that? Listen to clip number... Well, I don't want to play it again. It's just absurd. I'm not going to play it. Why don't we do this instead? It's Friday. People need to relax. It's raining, thank God, over my head here in the San Francisco area. A storm, the snow up in the Sierra. Of course, the third line of every article in the Chronicle says, but it hasn't touched the drought. They have to put that in order to continue to earn their credibility amongst the warmists and prove over and over again the absurdity of their own viewpoint. Should we play some Hindu music like Hare Krishna or Hawaiian music? What are you in the mood for on the Savage Day? Irish music would be nice on a day like today. How about Danny Boy? That's sad. That's like funeral music. Think about funerals. You know, I've been thinking about funerals because there's a show on the Vikings. I'm fascinated by pagan funeral rites as I get older. People say, well, you want to be cremated? Well, you're going to be buried. No, it's a terrible thing to think about. Everyone, oh, I don't want to think about it. You know how many people over 60 in this generation don't even think about what they will not? Look, we'll go back. Jane Fonda, Hanoi Jane, last week started crying on a Twitter site about her mortality. Even she realizes, Barbarella realizes that she's going to disappear from the earth, and she doesn't know what to do, so she says she doesn't want to be cremated because it'll pollute the earth, the carbon. You hear how absurd these liberals are? This is her problem now. She's going to pollute... pollute the carbon's going to pollute the earth if she's cremated. But many people don't know. They're afraid to face the mortality. I think back to my father when he came over here from Russia. Do you know that one of the first things that they did was they had a plot, a burial plot? I know. Well, what am I talking about? I don't know. It's on my mind. It's raining. What do I care? He had a burial plot as a young man. They knew where they were going to be buried. And although it was many years later, that's where they were interred. My generation, none of the people I know will even talk about death or dying. We all think we're immortal. I had a scare this week where I didn't think I was immortal. I was in the emergency room Monday night for 4 hours, and I sort of faced the inevitable. But the fact is, I still haven't made up my mind. So then I watched the Vikings show, I've always been fascinated by the idea of the boat and the tinder and the fire being pushed out into the lake. I think it's one of the reasons I sold my boat Sea Talker 3 months ago. People said to me, why'd you sell your 60-foot powerboat? Because you used to joke about it to friends. I said, well, what do you want to do? I said, here's what I want to do. I said, if I know that it's over, what I'm going to do is I'm getting on that boat. I'm setting the auto compass outside the Golden Gate Bridge to due west. I'm taking a bottle of vodka and some pills and a hand grenade or whatever I can get my hands on. And that's it. You'll never hear from me again. They laughed. I mean, it was all romantic, heroic garbage. But you know something? Maybe that's why I sold the boat finally, because I didn't want to think about that as a possibility. But now I'm stuck. I don't have a place to shove off with a little tinder. All right. I'm just joking on this rainy day. It's just that kind of mortality stuff. We see a nation in such disrepair under this leadership that it's hard to believe. And I don't know how we can climb out of it. I mean, I don't want to get into the depression that many of you are in. So I know many of you listen to me and you say, you know, even when you're telling us how bad things are, even when you're telling us that horrible things are happening, we feel good hearing you tell us because we feel it's like the uncle who at least knows what's going on and we don't feel quite as frightened. Several people have told me that, believe it or not. So let me continue to give you the bad news on this. Let's play some Hawaiian music, like new Hawaiian band, Pearly Shells, or Bollywood music, Hindu music, anything like that. Hare Krishna. I like Indian food. I like this song better. I think of Papadums. I think of roti in Fiji on rainy days. No, turn it off. I'm not in the mood for that either. Let's have some Italian music. Let's have either Pagliacci by Enrico Caruso. Gee, was there a special program for poor immigrant Italian boys to teach them how to sing? Wait, well, let's think about that. Did Caruso get a special scholarship from the U.S. government because he was an impoverished immigrant from Italy? And he needed a special help from the government to learn how to sing. They sent him to singing school. Or was he just a great singer? And you know, all cultures are equal. You know, all cultures are equal. All cultures bring identical things to America. I mean, you know, anyone who says otherwise is obviously a racist, a sexist, and something else-ist. Let's play, who is this? Is this Caruso or Pavarotti? That was Pavarotti. Well, he didn't need I wanted to hear Enrico Caruso, the half-pipe. But who is it? Is it Caruso? Now, one of the best was Mario Lanza was one of the greatest. But the recording is not as good. That's why it doesn't sound as good. Let's stop. One more piece of opera. Mario Lanza in Italian, of course, Recitar, Mario Lanza. Just for a minute, let's hear a little sound. If you don't want to hear it, all right, turn the radio off. Yeah, I'm sure he got a government grant to learn how to sing because he was a young boy of Italian heritage. And I'm sure a president at that time would have said the stubborn fact is that the life chances of the average Italian child in this country lags behind almost by every measure and is worse for boys and young men. And if you're Italian-American, there's a chance of 1 in 2 you'll grow up without a father in your house. I'm sure there would have been special government grants for singing lessons in their day. That's how they became singers, after all. It wasn't that they had great talent and great drive. It was that the government helped them. Obama to address the nation on the Ukraine. It went at 45. Oh, in the midst of the film festival. Well, play an Irish jig. Play an Irish jig. Somebody must have awakened him to the fact that the world is on fire. Let's hear a clip the Irish jig, traditional Irish jig, and then we'll hear the president speak shortly. There you go. Come on, lads. Come on, lads. I can't drink beer these days. Too cold. I'm drinking Sangiovese. Back to red wine. When I'm a little under the weather, I'm taking some medication, which I don't generally take, and I find that alcohol and medication works wonderfully together. I mean red wine and medication works. Beer doesn't work well with it. Vodka doesn't work well with it. Red wine works very well with medication. Turn it off. It's ridiculous. I'm on a weird drug I've never taken in my life. Can I tell the audience what I'm on? It really is affecting me. It's terrible stuff. I forgot what it's called already. It's an anti-inflammatory. Oh, prednisone. I have to take it for a week to reduce inflammation in a part, whatever. And it's an amazing drug. It changes your moods and your emotions. It's very, very risky to take it and be on the radio. But I haven't made any mistakes yet, have I, Neil? I'm watching myself very carefully. But prednisone and red wine go well together. I got to tell you that. No, it's pretty good, pretty good. It's getting crazier in the restaurants in San Francisco. I went to a restaurant last night in a suburb, I won't mention where, and an old man came in pajamas with a cane and an attendant. I said, this is really hitting bottom. They let him in a restaurant in pajamas in Marin County in Larkspur, an Italian restaurant, and they greeted him as though he were an old friend. The guy hobbled in pajamas and a cane with an assistant. I lost my appetite. I couldn't even eat a breadstick at that point. I mean, is there no dress code anywhere in America? Is that how low the country has become? I remember when I went over to England, when I was allowed to go there 20 years ago or so, maybe longer, I was very impressed with a certain pub said that you cannot wear work boots, you can't wear dirty pants and with paint on them or whatever. I thought that made sense. There should be a minimum code. I'm not saying if you're a workman, you shouldn't be able to have a drink. But a certain pub, you don't want to see, bro, you know, ripped clothing. But now, pajamas in a restaurant with a walker and a swinging bottle and an attendant. I don't know. I said, what are you going to say? One day that could be you, but for the grace of God. Could have been Big Chin Gigante's relative, for all I know. So the president's going to speak any second now on the UK. Let's better take a quick break so we don't miss it. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
It's now 52 minutes after the hour, and the president is 7 minutes late. Are you as offended as I am by his constant tardiness? Do you find it unprofessional that a president announces a speech for 45, and it's now 53, and there's no speech? Like a spoiled entertainer who waits to come out on the stage to build up the tension? Do you find it offensive? Do you find it professional? Is there anything this man can do that is right? I mean, at a certain point, I never saw anything like this. Never. Everyone's waiting. Where is he? Well, I guess he has to shake hands with the school children. I mean, there's World War III brewing as a result of his meddling in the Ukraine. But he had to go through the film festival first. You know, he had to get his priorities right. He had to shake every lunchbox. And inspect every Crayola. This is insane. I don't know what to say. It's pathetic. I wish to God we had a leadership of any kind, Democrat or Republican, that I could believe in. Somebody with some dignity. Somebody with some force. Somebody with some Americanism in them. I give anything for a leader. I don't care where they're from. I don't care what their race is. I don't care what their sex is. Just let them be for America and let them be dignified. Where is that leader? Show me where it is. Show me where it is. I don't see it. And that's why people, a guy called, he said, I'm sorry to see this admiration by conservatives for Putin. Remember Jimmy said that? There is a almost open admiration for Putin by conservatives that is hard to suppress. And I know some very intelligent conservatives who actually admire Putin. And I've asked them why. What do you admire about him? They say, well, for one, he's a nationalist. He represents his country with dignity and with force. He's serious. He's a real man. He believes in borders, language, and culture. And they say, I wish to God we had a leader like him in America. That's what they say to me. They didn't say that they're communists. They didn't say that they want to be communists or move to Russia. They said they wish they had a president like Putin in America who stood for us in the same manner. Instead of everything upside down. Well, he's still not speaking. And so it's 54 minutes after the hour. Let's take a quick call. Let's go to WJIM. David, welcome to the Savage Nation. Go ahead, please.
Ну, очень приятно с вами говорить. Nice to talk with you. I just wanted to really praise you, actually, for your borders, language, and culture concept, because this is the fundamental of any called...
Correct. It's the fundamental of a human cell, a plant cell, or a nation. And yet these SOBs who run our country have punctured our border, destroyed our language, and stepped on our culture.
Absolutely. Without your borders, without your language, without your culture, you are nothing on this planet.
Nothing. And that's exactly what's wrong with America today. And show me one Republican candidate, including the great Ted Cruz, who has ever said borders, language, and culture.
I can't tell you this thing.
You can't. Because I still don't know to this day what he stands for. Do you?
Well, I don't know that he knows it.
Nobody knows.
He stands to get
Nobody it. Knows. But I'll tell you this. I will be remembered for my adage that a nation is defined by its borders, language, and culture. If I'm remembered for anything, it will be for that. Because it's the definition of a nation. When I entered radio in 1994, I was forced to define what a nation is defined by. And I said, well, I guess it's borders, language, and culture. Nobody has ever, ever superseded that. And I'm sure that you understand, David, because you said the same applies to any nation on Earth, correct?
Any nation. And what the problem is, when you have no borders, when you have no language, when you have no culture, you get invaded. I mean, unfortunately, the problem here is if Ukraine loses its national integrity, it gets invaded. The Russians will have a reconquista. Here in America, the Mexicans are going to reconquista the southern U.S.
But how much further do you have to go when the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals just yesterday upheld the right of a school district telling American students in America to hide their American flag T-shirts so as not to offend Mexicans in America because they were celebrating Cinco de Mayo? Is that not an upside-down nation?
It's a nation where you are going to be forced to dig your own grave, Michael.
Oh, my God. Do I don't know it? I don't know this? A nation of cowards, a nation of spineless self-haters, and a nation of absolute traitors. And the president is now almost 15 minutes late. It's a damn disgrace that a president behaves like a spoiled entertainer. But I'll be back. I'll be back. Hopefully he'll speak by the time I return after this break.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. Savage.
Hot Talk 560 KSFO. KSFO.
Warning. The Savage Nation contains adult language, adult content, psychological nudity. Listener discretion is advised. And now, America's most exciting radio talk show, The Savage Nation, home of borders, language, culture. And here he is, Michael Savage.
Daily communication with Russian officials. And we've made clear that they can be part of an international community's effort to support the stability and success of a united Ukraine going forward, which is not only in the interest of the people of Ukraine and the international community, but also in Russia's interests. However, we are now deeply concerned by reports of military movements taken by the Russian Federation inside of Ukraine. Russia has a historic relationship with Ukraine, including cultural and economic ties, and a military facility in Crimea. But any violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity would be deeply destabilizing, which is not in the interest of Ukraine, Russia, or Europe. It would represent a profound interference
and carry a limp stick.
Must be determined by the Ukrainian people. It would be a clear
violation.
They did
determine. The Ukrainian people elected a leader, and you threw them out by stirring up hatred.
And borders of Ukraine.
And oh, borders. Now he's interested in borders for Ukraine, but not for America. Don't you love it?
The Olympic Games, it would invite the condemnation of nations around the world.
Oh, how indeed, terrible that would be.
The United States will stand with the international community in affirming that there will be costs for any military intervention in Ukraine.
Oh, boy, oh, boy.
The events of the past several months remind us of how difficult democracy can be in a country with deep divisions.
Oh, yeah. Pray for the children.
Have also reminded us that human beings have a universal right to determine their own future.
How about our future, Barack? How about our borders, language, and culture, instead of giving a rat's behind about Ukraine's borders?
Prime Minister of Ukraine.
Talk about our borders with Mexico that you destroyed.
The United States supports his government's efforts and stands for the sovereignty, territorial integrity, and democratic future of Ukraine. I also commend the Ukrainian government's restraint and its commitment to uphold its international obligations.
What do you mean restraint? It has no reaction possible to Russia. What restraint?
We will continue to communicate directly with the Russian government. And we will
as a Molotov cocktail versus a tank.
In the press corps and the American people informed as events develop. Thanks very
much. That's it? I knew it. No questions. Watch. Now we'll go back to the Children's Film Festival. That's all. Back to the Children's Film Festival. Check the lunch boxes for carrots. And then give demerits if they have a French fry in there or a burger. Well, there it is. It's our supreme leader. He gave a speech. He took no questions. And he said nothing. Does anyone know what President Obama just said? Anybody listening to this program know what the president just said about the Ukrainian situation that was worthy of a president's, the office of the presidency, the dignity of the presidency, the power of the presidency? What really irked me, to be frank with you, is that he had the gall to talk about the borders of the Ukraine at the same time he has melted our borders with Mexico. It's astounding. It's astounding. I'm actually thrilled that he's a pacifist and weak. I'm thrilled that he's a weakling president. I'm thrilled. The last thing I wanted to see was him saying we're sending in troops. I was afraid this was the beginning of World War III. I'm glad he's a wimp. I'm glad he talks softly and carries a limp, talks loudly and carries a limp stick. I'm very glad he's the reverse of Teddy Roosevelt. Instead of rushing up the hill, he rushes down the hill. Well, now he's got to get back. Look, it's Friday afternoon. It's 10 after 5. There must be a rap party coming to the White House shortly. I mean, he had to get changed, dressed, ready for 50 Cent to appear or Spike Lee or somebody. You know, after all, that's the real business of the White House, isn't it? Having fun? Aren't they going on a party somewhere, another vacation soon? Another vacation? If you want to comment on this speech he just gave, go ahead. It's a shocker to me that he is so limp. I mean, he would have been better off saying nothing because he said nothing. What did President Obama just say that had any meaning? Nothing. What can we do? Well, we can do a lot if we really cared that much about Russia moving troops into the Crimea, which we shouldn't care about since it's in their backyard. It's been part of Russia since the 1800s, since Catherine the Great, except when Khrushchev gave it away to the Ukraine in 1954. They have deep linguistic, cultural, military ties with Russia, and short of sending in troops, there's nothing he could do at all. If you care to talk about that or the fact that he's giving money only to children of color, not of white background. Did you hear this speech? Did you hear this clip one? That this president is so divisive that he would target only boys of color. Listen to clip one. You have to hear this. You must hear it if you didn't hear it.
But the plain fact is there are some Americans who in the aggregate are consistently doing worse in our society. Groups that have had the odds stacked against them in unique ways that require unique solutions. Groups who've seen fewer opportunities that have spanned generations. And by almost every measure, the group that is facing some of the most severe challenges in the 21st century in this country are boys and young men of color.
So he's setting aside $200 million only for them. No women, no girls, no Asians, no white people. Only boys and young men of Hispanic and African descent. I've never heard of anything like this in my life. Never. Now, what if a president got up and said, because Appalachia has been a depressed area for a long period of time, and the poor whites have not climbed out of poverty because they have very unique challenges that they can't overcome, I'm setting aside $200 million only for poor white boys in the southern states of the United States of America. What would the Southern Poverty Law Center say? What would the Harvard Crimson write? What would the dolts at NBC put out on the air? But because he targets here boys of color, this is now kosher? It's insane. The whole thing is crazy. It's totally racist. But you may not understand that. It's illegal, it's immoral, it's divisive, it's unconstitutional. But if you have a difference of opinion, I'm open to it. I don't understand how you can justify this. I don't. Joe on WABC, apparently you agree with the president. French fries is not on my mind right now. WDRC, Carrie, welcome to the program. Go ahead, please.
Hi, Michael. This is Carrie, though. I spoke with you about a month ago about Immanuel Kant.
Okay, so what's on your mind tonight?
Well, tonight, honey, first of all, you're my hero, and God bless you for what you do. Now, I wanted to mention this racist program, you know, Our Brother's Keeper.
Yes.
Shortly after his inauguration, Mr. Hussein there, President Barack Obama, closed approximately 12 charter schools in the D.C. area. And these schools were for the betterment of minority children, okay, primarily minority disadvantaged children.
Yes, and old de Blasio has just done that in New York City, closing charter schools, many of which were aimed at helping minority students. So explain to the audience why this overbearing centralized government has it in for charter schools.
Because according to the things that I have heard and read, unions are against charter schools. Okay?
You mean because charter schools actually teach the children to think rather than to just have to have group think? Is that it? Is that part of the reason? Terry, thank you for the call. We're just so short of time. Terry is such a brilliant lady, and we had large numbers of Russian forces reportedly enter base in Crimea. And that we know. Ukraine is accusing Russia of a military invasion. Of course it's an invasion. There's no question about it. But from the Russian side, they're just taking back what's theirs. See, that's what war... See, this is what war... Don't you understand how... This is something very difficult to understand, whether it's between family members or nations or two guys in the street. When both sides think they're right, they go to war, they go to battle. That's it. You know, it doesn't matter what the other guy thinks. As long as you think you're in the right, you're not going to listen to him telling you that you're wrong and he's right. And if it comes down to push and shove, whoever has more power wins. It's that simple. It's that simple. It's been that way from the first caveman picking up the biggest stick. And nothing has changed. In the eons since mankind has been on this spinning planet, it's been that way. And I can guarantee you that Russia knows exactly what they're going to do. I told you that this was coming 2 days ago. It didn't take a brilliant strategist to see it. It just took common sense to see what Putin would do. I was afraid, frankly, when the great leader just spoke that he was going to get more militant. I was. I thought that the unthinkable was about to happen. Because weak leaders generally overreact. Fortunately, this weak leader is so weak that he didn't overreact. He just remained the weak leader that he always is. So he'll take it out now on his political opponents here in America. Because he's going to see, you know, they say depression is aggression turned inside out. They say that depression is aggression that is not expressed. And I'm terrified that this president, who has just humiliated himself by meddling in the Ukraine to begin with, and now backing himself into a corner, has nowhere to go. So he'll take it out again on the Tea Party activists, on conservatives, on the newsrooms that may stand against his policies. You wait and see. If you care to comment on any of this, these are very dangerous times right now, whether it's the Brothers Keeper program or the Ukraine speech that the president just didn't give. I'm here to hear you on the Open Mic to Mike Friday. It's 855-400-7282. I'll be back in a moment.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage. The Savage Nation is presented by Swiss America at 800-BUY-COIN, the only gold company Michael Savage trusts.
Russia has a historic relationship with Ukraine, including cultural and economic ties, and a military facility in Crimea. But any violation of Ukraine's sovereignty and territorial integrity would be deeply destabilizing, which is not in the interest of Ukraine, Russia, or Europe. It would represent a profound interference in matters that must be determined by the Ukrainian people. It would be a clear violation of Russia's commitment to respect the independence and sovereignty and borders of Ukraine.
and
really?
International laws.
Did you notice how concerned our dear leader is with the sovereignty and borders of the Ukraine? At the same time, he is destroying the sovereignty and the borders of our nation. Does that not irk you people who are supporting this goofball, no matter what he does? The goofball gets up there and he's concerned about Ukraine's borders and sovereignty. And what about our borders with Mexico, which he has decimated? And what about our sovereignty, which he tries to step on a daily basis? Does that not disturb you? Well, all I can say is I feared that he would say things that would get us more deeply enmeshed in a situation from which we could not disentangle ourselves. We also have the Brothers Keeper program, where he's giving money only to young men of color. Asians, whites, and women need not apply. I truly think that the man has lost his moorings. I truly think he's detached from reality. I think that his inner circle of advisors are so cut off from reality that he's making mistake after mistake after mistake. This is what happens when a leader, whether it's a corporate leader or a politician, cuts himself off from a large opinion base. And they start backing themselves into a corner where they only hear what they want to hear. And he makes statements that make no sense to the average person out there. If you care to comment, I'll listen to you. Let's go to WNIS. Darren, welcome to the Savage Nation. Fire away.
Yeah, Michael, my concern, he did happen to say one word, and that was that this would have cost. But overall, his drawdown of the military and all is you cannot win a war with technology nowadays. Because the first thing that Russia or China would do in an attack would be to take out our satellites. And if they did, none of the GPS for these drones and the missiles and bombs would work right. And Einstein once said that, you know, he knew how World War III was going to be fought, but World War IV would definitely be fought with sticks and stones.
You mean meaning after World War III, everything would be decimated and we'd fight with sticks and stones. Let's pray to God we never get there. The safest way we can avoid World War III would be to impeach John McCain. Today, John McCain, the lunatic, who sounds to me increasingly insane, said that we are all Ukrainians. In response to a report of a Russian takeover in Crimea, Arizona moron John McCain declared today, we are all Ukrainians. We are all Ukrainians. Did you hear this? Can you believe this is going on in the world today and we have such an old moron like McCain? You know, we need term limits for the U.S. Senate. When you have idiots like McCain, who is clearly senile, and Barbara Boxer, who says that the Keystone XL pipeline will give people cancer and asthma, you understand that there's a point at which they have to be removed like a mad person. You have to remove them from office with term limits. He said that we are all Ukrainians in the respect that we have a sovereign nation that is, again, with international boundaries. What about our boundaries with Mexico that you have decimated, Mr. McCain? Well, anyway, my friends, we are not all Ukrainians. No, we're not all Ukrainians. Apparently, he's trying to, you know, do the Danish job with the Jewish star. I don't know who advised him on this one. I don't know who advises these people. I don't know who they talk to. Well, in this case, probably his daughter. Remember her? She had 15 minutes of fame. She appeared on MSNBC. She was the conservative liberal. Allegedly, I don't know where she is today. I have no idea. Buried somewhere in Poughkeepsie? I don't know. Maybe so. I don't remember. Cindy McCain is with her, doing a beer tour somewhere. Well, we're living in dangerous times with a dangerous leadership, my friends. And I know many of you are confused because you don't know why I'm taking the side of Russia. I know that. Well, what side do you want me to be on? Tell me why I should be on the side of the Ukrainians. Tell me why. Explain that to me. The man was president. He was duly elected. He was not a puppet. There was an election. He was elected. Then a mob threw him out of office with machine guns and Molotov cocktails. They drove him out of office. So tell me why I should be on the side of mob rule. Is that what I should be here? You want me to be on the side of mob rule? They threw him out of office. A mob threw the man out of office. What if the Tea Party organized 10 million people and they, God forbid, got Molotov cocktails and machine guns and threw Obama out of office, God forbid, and he ran into hiding in Mexico, let's say, what would you say? Who would be right in that case? Obviously, they threw in a duly elected person who we don't like out of office, and you'd say that's wrong. So how could you be on the side of the Ukrainians when it was a mob that threw a duly elected leader out of office? I don't understand your thinking. Now you're accusing me of being a Soviet agent because I'm the side of Russia because it's in their sphere of influence. You're not thinking clearly. Use logic. Use logic, not emotion.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282. Savage.
Women not need apply. How is it possible that he can do this? For the same reason he can meddle in the Ukrainian situation and make things come to a loggerhead. He's put us in an untenable position with regard to the Ukrainian situation. He sent the moron McCain over there with Murphy in December to stir up the crowds. Now the crowds overthrow the duly elected leader. The leader flees to Russia. Now the Russians move in troops, planes, tanks, armed personnel carriers, and carriers clanking ketchup bottles. And where is Obama? Giving a lecture on hydration. Running around the White House with Doofus there, the other one. Telling everybody they need to hydrate. Have you ever lived through a time like this in your life? What does this tell us? That the president actually has no power? That it's sort of a figurehead position? Don't be mistaken. It's not a figurehead position. This man is lashing out with every evil intention that he has inside of himself. His own brother said it. He has a half-brother, same father, who said that he doesn't get along very well with his brother, Barack, because Barack overly identifies with his African side. And the other brother says that he's more balanced. They both come from a white mother. And he said he doesn't understand why Barack overly identifies with his African heritage. He said that in a recent interview. His own brother said it. Now, I know why he does, because he found out that worked for him. He wrote about it in his own autobiography. That when he started to overly identify with his African roots, the world suddenly started to kiss his feet. And look where he is today. That's fine. He got where he is by doing what he had to do. He's Machiavellian like many of us are. I get it. But at least he can show the dignity of the office and try to show some semblance of, shall I say, reasonableness. What is really ironic in his speech, he quotes Martin Luther King, Dr. King, from 50 years ago, whatever. Dr. King said he dreamed of the day that young men of different colors would sit down together. He didn't dream of a president who would divide them. He didn't dream of a time when a president would come along and exclude white boys from a program. That's not what Dr. King stood for. Am I the only one outraged? Am I the only one in the media talking about it? Well, I don't know. I don't care. I'm talking about it because it's offensive to me. But the big issue is the war drums. That's the big issue, and I know many of you want to chime in on that. 855-400-7282 is the phone number. And if you want to talk about these or any other topics on Open Mic to Mike Friday, you can do that. Here's a few other stories from my website. Four of the five FCC study authors who wanted to put cops inside newsrooms gave money to the Obama campaign. Four of five FCC study authors gave money to Barack Obama, and they were rewarded with credentials to break into our newsrooms, to take over our news, and to take over our radio shows. According, I have the names and the amounts of money, and the authors, Ernest Wilson III, Carol Iowail, Katya Onyanya, Louis Friedland, Philip Napoli, four of the five contributed to President Obama's campaigns. And they were then rewarded, these so-called professors, with the right to write an idea that newsrooms should be monitored by the government. This is what has happened to our professorial class. Can you believe this? Well, anyway, 855-400-7282. 855-400-7282. Valerie Jarrett says the president is a terrific role model. For who? Who is he a role model for? Oh, O'Reilly, I'm sorry. She was on O'Reilly's show. He's really batting 1,000, this guy. He's really batting 1,000. I wonder who he'll have on next. Do we deserve to know how much Citigroup is paying Obama alumnus Peter Orszag? Four or five FCC study authors gave to Obama. Bitcoin. I'm not interested in Bitcoin. Ted Cruz says Harry Reid is calling American people liars. Oh, the Tea Party speech. Good luck to them. Federal court backed a California school that forced students to remove U.S. flag clothing for fear of ethnic violence from our friendly Mexican neighbors. Again, the phone number is 855-400-7282. And I'll stand by my words. The idiots running this country have put themselves in a no-win situation. They told Russia that they have no right to defend their own territorial integrity. They told Russia they have no right to protect their own naval bases. They told Russia that if they should do so, they will be making a grave mistake. And now what is America going to do? They can't win. Once again, the doofus in the White House, surrounded by the four horsewomen of the apocalypse and Mr. Ketchup, don't know what the heck to do. Well, what would you do? Would you go to war over the Crimean Peninsula? Would you like your neighbor's son to die for the Crimean Peninsula so that the so-called Ukrainian nation can have the Crimea? Would you go to war? Would you join the Ukrainian people, whoever they may be? And there's a large swath of Ukrainian people, some extremely good, some extremely dangerous, just like everywhere else. What would you do? We're talking about war. We're talking about danger. And before we continue to take your calls here on the Savage Nation on Open Mic to Mike Friday, the phone number is 855-400-SAVAGE. 855-400-7282. It's Open Mic to Mike Friday. This is the main topic to me. There are others. I want to say this. I want everyone to pray for peace, because sometimes if enough people don't get hysterical, you can stop something bad from happening. I see a terrible, terrible thing happening here. Let's pray for the children of the Ukraine, the children of Russia, the children of Argentina and of Venezuela, the children of Syria, the children of Egypt. Let's pray for the children, and let's pray that the adults running this world don't run crazily into the Third World War. Russian Marines and paratroopers have seized the airports in the Crimea. The invasion is on. Yesterday, Obama became the first black president, according to CNN, who broke into tears for ruling out giving any money to poor whites and to women. Once again, Obama has shown his racism and his divisiveness with his absurd program called His Brother's Keeper, or Our Brother's Keeper, where he said he will give money only to young blacks and Hispanics to help them make their way in the world. Not one peep in the entire media that I know of about this racist illegal program. This is illegal. It's racist. It's unconstitutional. I don't understand where the women are on this. Women can't apply. Whites can't apply. Chinese can't apply. What world is the president living in is the question. Meanwhile, there are other big stories out there. Barbara Boxer, in her wisdom, claims that the XL pipeline will cause cancer. Well, I would think that Barbara Boxer has caused mental cancer with her insanity all of these years, but I'll leave it at that. She said that you have to deny the Keystone XL pipeline because it causes cancer. Nobody understands what that means. But, of course, Barbara Boxer has ceased to make sense from the day she was born. Kids with asthma from a Keystone XL pipeline? Cancer from the Keystone XL pipeline? How do you think Barbara Boxer gets around? Does she drive around on a rolling bagel that's powered by a rubber band? No, I would assume she's in some high-powered limousine with a couple of Secret Service agents. And when Barbara Boxer flies around from Washington to California, does she fly on a flying bagel, a flying carpet, or a rubber band-powered airplane? No, she flies on a carbon-polluting airplane. And yet it doesn't stop this lunatic from spewing such stupidity, and this is what's running America. In my day, she would have run a brassiere store on Union Turnpike. Of course, in our day, she's been a U.S. Senator for at least 300 years. This is why we have no dignity. This is why we have no borders. This is why we have no language. This is why we have no culture. It's time to clean house. It's time to put in term limits on these idiotic senators and retire them back to the brassiere stores where they came from. The phone number is 855. Can you imagine a senator being in office forever? Do you think that's what the founding fathers had in mind? was senators who sit in that office for the rest of their life, ruling like the ancient Politburo monsters of the Soviet Union without any competition permitted. There's a lot to talk about. Meanwhile, the Russian helicopters, as I say, are all over the area. The tanks are all over the area. The troops are all over the area. And isn't it ironic, all of you smart peaceniks, that your supreme allied leader, Barack Obama, the commander-in-chief, a man who's probably never fired a Daisy BB gun, probably never fired a Daisy BB gun. I would guess that our president, the commander-in-chief, has never fired a BB gun. We are in real trouble. The Academy Awards are this Sunday, I guess, and the White House is creating a film festival Friday afternoon. The world is ablaze. At a film festival today, President Barack Obama will recognize the best of nearly 2,500 films that were submitted by K-12 students for short videos on the role technology plays in their education. This is what your leader is doing, your world leader. Now, I don't know whether these will be, the movies are all going to be in color or black and white films will be allowed. I don't know exactly what he's doing. But he's, he's going to give an award for movies for children movies. That's very important in this world, don't you think? We need more filmmakers. We don't need scientists. We don't need software engineers. We don't need chemists. We don't need astronauts anymore. We need filmmakers. That's what America needs. Little Harvey Weinsteins. Little Quentin Tarantinos. That's what we need. That's what America needs, is thousands of filmmakers and web providers. In a country where we expect free Wi-Fi with our coffee, we should definitely demand it in our schools, Obama said. So there's your story. Okay. The videos could be no longer than 3 minutes. Each was viewed multiple times by an academy of judges that was made up of White House officials. And the 16 children's films will be screened in the East Room in collaboration with the American Film Institute. No winners will be declared. You see, that's very politically correct. Even though you're looking for the best films, there'll be no winners announced. And they're separated into four categories. I don't even want to read it to you. It's beyond comprehension. Anyway, you get the picture of how trivial this leadership has become. First Lady Michelle Obama thinks you're too dumb to read a nutrition label. She wants a new nutrition label to make it easier for families to tell whether food is healthy while she scoffs down fries and ribs. Her favorite food is fries. She said so. But you should eat carrots. I mean, it's a takeoff on Let Them Eat Cake. In her case, she'll remember it as Let Them Eat Carrots. Corcus says immigration, tax, and entitlement reform is dead for the year in the Senate. I hope so. I'll be right back.
Join the Savage Nation. Call now, 855-400-SAVAGE, 855-400-7282.
Savage.
The Ninth Circuit Court of Appeal has upheld banning American flag T-shirts in order to not offend Latinos or Hispanics on their Cinco de Mayo holiday. Of course it's upside down because we're living in America where everything is upside down. So-called cowardly officials who should be fired at a Northern California high school ordered students wearing American flag T-shirts to turn the garments inside out during the Mexican independence celebration Cinco de Mayo. It was upheld today by the 9th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, and it was not the whole court. It was only three judges, mainly the liberal judges on that court. Can you imagine if American students went to Mexico and were in a Mexican school, and during the Cinco de Mayo celebration, they came there with American flag T-shirts, and instead of being beaten up and thrown out of the country for offending the Mexicans were told, turn your Mexican flag T-shirts inside out so you don't offend the Americans. Well, as we roll into the end of hour number three, the Russians are rolling into the Crimean Peninsula with tanks and troops. Ukrainians awoke today to both the airports and the southern peninsula being occupied by troops that were obviously Russian. While the troops spoke Russian and insisted they were merely safeguarding the airports from Western Ukrainian fascists, they wore no national insignia on their uniforms. Soon thereafter, Russian troops began appearing along roadways leading to the port city of Sevastopol, where, as you know, a massive Russian naval base is located on the Black Sea coast. Later, Moscow has admitted that it has sent ground forces and armored personnel carriers into that pro-Russian peninsula, which had been part of Russia for centuries, by the way. And I guess they're not afraid of Obama's red line and Kerry's ketchup line. And isn't it odd that just 2 weeks ago, your heroic commander-in-chief, Barack Hussein Obama, said they're not going to be building tanks anymore in America because that form of warfare is over. What a brilliant strategist. We couldn't get anyone better than Barack Obama, a man who's probably never fired a Daisy BB gun, but sure used staple guns on the telephone poles of Chicago to become president of the United States. What a disgrace. So there's a Russian invasion of the Ukraine. Fleets of Mi-18 Havoc attack helicopters entering Ukrainian airspace. 11 attack helicopters entered that country's airspace. Anything else you want to hear? Plenty of video coming out. I guess Obama can now give out more money to children of color. Whites need not apply. And Kerry can get up and give up another red line and have another dinner. I don't believe this country. Well, that's just some of the bad news. Your friends in Syria, the rebels, have amputated a man's hand and live tweeted it. That's the kind of people that McCain is backing you. Unbelievable to me. So Russia admits its troops are moving in the Crimea. The president, who was thrown out, has come out of the press conference and said fascist hooligans have taken over the country. As we reported yesterday, the rebellion is not being led by sweet little girls with iPhones in their hands. They are hardcore neo-Nazi fascists with machine guns. You want to know any more about it? Well, you'll hear more about it right here in the Savage Nation. Let's pray for the children of the Ukraine, the children of the Crimea, the children of Venezuela, the children of Syria. Let's pray for peace on earth and goodwill toward man. Good night now.
Savage.